Virtual reality gets all the buzz, but augmented reality might be the slow and steady tech winner. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. For the last couple of years, virtual reality has been all the rage in tech and tech headlines. But while VR still seems to be mostly about games and taking forever to actually get here, lots of companies are quietly doing a lot more with augmented reality. That's where you view digital images projected into the real world through, usually, your phone screen. Art.com now lets you use its app to see how art will look in your house. IKEA lets you do that with furniture. There's a bar in London that's offering a cocktail called the Mirage, which has animated figures who roam around inside the drink. Because why not? But is AR where all the money is? Tim Merrill is an engineer and managing director of the consulting firm DigiCapital, and he says, kinda yeah.
We've been saying for the last 3 or 4 years that we thought that AR could be bigger than VR but take longer, and that's how things seem to be panning out. In terms of the two different markets, AR's installed base, so the number of users, on mobile AR could be around 900 million by the end of this year and approach 3.5 billion in 5 years' time. Hmm. On the VR side, it's quite different, where from an installed base perspective, it's a few million currently, and we think that could reach 50 to 60 million installed base in 5 years. So AR is a more ubiquitous, flexible platform. VR is a more focused, basically games, entertainment type of platform. So they're quite different.
And augmented reality is being increasingly used to sell things. That could be part of the reason it has so much promise. But tell me about how that's developing, whether it's IKEA or Art.com or companies, you know, sort of using it for laying on advertising in a way.
Well, there are a bunch of different ways where folks are starting to make money. And again, I stress starting to make money from this. And I'll give you a couple of practical examples. Alibaba partnered with Starbucks in Shanghai, with Starbucks launching the largest Starbucks in the world that was mobile AR enabled. And so that as you go around and buy your coffee, all sorts of augmented things will appear on your phone. And that ties into bonuses and rewards you might get, might help you get a cheaper coffee and so on. But the most successful implementation so far actually comes from House, the company that sells furniture and so on. And they've already proven that they get 11 times sales conversion rates using mobile AR over their standard mobile app. So in other words, you're 11 times more likely to buy a couch if you use their app on your phone and see what the couch looks like in your house than you would be if you just looked at it on a standard mobile app. So e-commerce, we think, is going to be a big piece.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say that as a consumer, I really like the idea of seeing how a couch is going to look in my house or, you know, furniture overall. I less enjoy the idea that I could be bombarded with images at Starbucks. How long do you think, you know, I mean, how painful could the experimentation get for us, us consumers?
I think that comes down to how smart the individual brands are with what they do and the companies are with what they do. So the folks who are being clever about this are doing it in a way where it's effectively native e-commerce or native advertising using AR capabilities. If it's done on an opt-in basis where you decide what you do and don't see, that makes it much more palatable to most users. If it's where you're being spammed every time you walk down the street and you can't see anything for the ads, well, that's clearly not going to work. And I think the companies who are being smart about this aren't taking that approach. In the same way that with the smartest mobile advertisers, they also don't bombard you unnecessarily, because at the end of the day, if they do, you'll stop using their app.
That's Tim Merrill of the tech consulting firm DigiCapital. In other recent AR announcements, eBay says it'll roll out augmented reality features this year. And the New York Times introduced AR into its coverage of the Olympics. In its app, you could see up close and 3D models of athletes projected onto the real world. But there are dangers to augmented reality that VR users won't face. For example, the mobile game Pokemon Go is probably the first really popular use of AR. A recent report by the National Bureau of Economic Research found a big increase in car accidents, injuries, and even fatalities among people who were playing the game while driving. The report looked at one county in Indiana, but extrapolated that nationally, the cost of these incidents could be in the billions. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.